Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute and attorney/pastor Brian D. Cook. In this topic, we turn toward grief, trauma, loneliness, caregiving, and the vigilant body. Sleep asks the organic human to release awareness for a time. But when the brain and body do not feel safe enough, they may keep watch. A sound seems louder. A hallway feels uncertain. The mind scans for danger. The muscles remain tense. The person may awaken suddenly or resist returning to sleep. This does not automatically mean weak faith, spiritual failure, or unwillingness to rest. The body may be trying to protect the person. God created human beings with systems that notice threats and prepare for action. These protective responses are part of creaturely design, but in a fallen world, danger, abuse, war, loss, illness, frightening experiences, and prolonged stress can leave those systems activated long after bedtime. Sometimes the danger is past, but the body has not yet learned that the present moment is different. Sometimes the danger is still real and must not be minimized. A Christian sleep course must never tell someone to pray harder while remaining in danger. When abuse, violence, severe breathing difficulty, suicidal intent, dangerous confusion, or another urgent threat is present, seek immediate qualified help and follow local emergency procedures. For many people, nighttime vigilance is connected to grief, a death, divorce, betrayal, displacement, or life-changing diagnosis can make the night feel exposed. The body remembers what the heart has lost. Tears, awakenings, dreams, and waves of sorrow are not proof that God has abandoned you. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace I will both lay myself down and sleep, for you alone, Yahweh, make me live in safety." That verse is not a command to manufacture calm. It is an invitation to place yourself before the God who remains present. You may say, "Lord, my body is still watching. Help me notice what is true in this moment. Show me what needs safety, what needs support, and what I can release to you." A simple embodied practice may help. Look around the room, name where you are, notice the date and the present moment. Feel the support beneath your body. Let your breathing remain natural. Use welcome self-soothing touch. Hold a pillow. Ask for consensual comfort or choose physical space. Keep the light low if that feels safe. None of these practices guarantees sleep. They simply help the organic human receive present reality without demanding an immediate outcome. Trauma-related insomnia, recurrent nightmares, panic, or persistent hypervigilance may need specialized professional care. A pastor, chaplain, or Christian life coach may listen, pray by permission, encourage wise support, and help with referral. They should not diagnose trauma or replace professional treatment. Jesus Christ meets the vigilant person without condemnation. The Holy Spirit is present in the body's tension, the mind's fear, the soul's grief, and the unfinished process of healing. Tonight, the faithful step may be sleep. It may be quiet wakefulness. It may be turning on a safe light, calling someone trustworthy, or seeking qualified care. You are an organic human before God. Your body is not your enemy. It may be carrying a burden that deserves compassion, truth, safety, and wise help.